Drones will be used in Dublin from this week to take medical supplies to some private hospitals in the city. They'll take ingestible cameras, sutures, heart valves and more to the Blackrock Clinic and St Vincent's Private Hospital. It's being done by Wing, the drone delivery company operated by Google's parent company Alphabet. Tom Kuhn from Wing spoke to us earlier from Ohio and how it will work.
It's going to work for the hospitals and for Medtronic, much like it always has. So Medtronic and the hospitals will coordinate directly. And then the Wing drone delivery is integrated with Appian. So they'll place an order with Medtronic as they normally would. The order will come through the Wing app by way of Appian, and we'll deliver medical devices to St. Vincent Private Hospital or Blackrock in about 5 minutes.
So what sort of equipment and where is it coming from?
The equipment is small, so we can deliver Medtronic devices that are about a kilogram or up to, and it's coming from offsite, so off premise, as it normally would. Again, so they place an order, they say, oh, we need a pill cam, or we need, you know, certain medical devices for a procedure that we're doing. They place an order, and normally it would go by car, take between 15 and 30 minutes, and we get it there in about 5 minutes, as I said.
And where do they land?
They land, so there are designated spots at each of those hospitals, again, out of the way, and the drones don't land. So they actually lower the package by tether from a height of about 7 meters, and so it lands softly on the ground, and somebody knows to the second when it's going to be there. They just walk out, grab the package, and walk back to the hospital.
Are these coming from medical device factories around Dublin, is that right?
Yeah, they're not coming from the factory directly. They'll come from a place where the device is being stored. But they, you know, it helps with storage on the hospitals. They don't necessarily keep all that they need or all that they might, because they don't know when they need it on premise. So they keep it off premise and then would have it delivered for a particular procedure. And this just allows it to get there more efficiently and effectively.
Are these for emergency procedures or planned procedures?
No. What are these for? Certainly they're not for emergency procedures, as you can imagine, but they are for maybe more elective procedures or things that devices that, again, the storage is an issue for hospitals from time to time. And so even now they're getting these devices delivered individually by car. We're just trying to help make that more efficient and effective.
But if speed isn't an issue, then why the need for this?
The idea is, can we get equipment that they're already ordering to them in a much more efficient and effective way, as opposed to having a car sit in traffic for 30 minutes delivering that one thing when it can fly overhead and get it there more quickly. Again, faster patient outcomes should they need something at the moment or at the time.
Okay, so quicker, yes. Cheaper?
That's the idea. So we're going to start with about 20 flights a day during the week, and we're gonna get a sense of what the cost is here for this. And the idea is that, yes, this is obviously going to be more effective and more efficient way of transport, in part because of the time, but also because we get the better patient outcomes. People aren't waiting around for a delivery when they know down to the second when it's going to arrive.
Irish weather, not ideal at times. do drones work okay in the kind of wind and rain that you'd receive here?
They do. And we've been operating in Ireland continuously since about 2022, again, testing all sorts of weather. Should of course, the weather not be conducive or be extreme, we wouldn't fly the drones for safety reasons, but they do operate in wind and rain just fine.